In the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with the girl that has her house so clean she may sell her vacuum cleaner. No?
Well, it's just collecting dust. Another dad joke.
Another one. You know, my wife's vacuum cleaner had a wheel fall off of it last weekend.
Yeah.
And I said, I know a guy.
Yeah.
I know a guy that likes to fix vacuum cleaners.
We are loving our new vacuum cleaner, actually. We are not ready to sell it, obviously.
Boy.
Caleb just got it out and used it last night. So,
you know, there's no one appreciates a home appliance more than you guys do.
I know,
right? You just love it.
Well, I think when you've been married 30-plus years, you start to appreciate things like that more.
Little pleasures.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, you've realized that Heinz is now making barbecue, as in Barbie... The doll.
Oh, the doll.
And making
barbecue
pink ketchup.
Oh,
barbecue ketchup.
Do you remember the whole green ketchup phase?
It's been a while. Yeah,
my mother-in-law bought that for the kids at her house, and we would laugh about it. It tastes exactly the same.
But that would take a lot of food coloring, though, to turn that green.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now they're making pink barbecue sauce or pink ketchup, and they're calling it Barbie.
Q sauce.
So if you see that in the store, but while you're looking, how about these? Here's some new shoes, either Crocs. I wouldn't call them tennis shoes. They're Crocs. And they have a little holster on the side that you can put your Pringles can. So when you're walking for exercise, you know, and you need a little snack. Yeah, and you don't have any pockets because you can't really put potato chips in your pocket.
Right.
Yeah, so
they would break.
Yeah, so they have Crocs, they have the Pringles little holster on the side, and then it appears they must have a marketing agreement with Pringles because they also have a number of Crocs that do not have holsters, but they look like Pringles cans.
They have the graphics on them from the Pringles cans.
Yeah,
you know what's funny is whenever something like that comes out, it will sell out. Like, people will buy that so fast, it'll sell out in no time.
You know, I think there's something inane, at least in the American consumer, that does that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even like electronics, you just think, oh my gosh, this is the thing that's going to change the world.
Right.
And
it's
5 years
fear of
later,
missing out. I have to have one.
And 5 years later, it's like, yeah. And it worked just like they advertised.
Yeah.
And it worked, but it was like a solution in search of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
There really was no problem here. We really didn't need it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, what'll be funny with like the Pringles holster on the Crocs is whether people really ever wear them or if you just buy them as a gift for someone as a joke. And so it just ends up just getting rotated around as a gift, you know, then you re-gift it to someone else. And
I could not find how much they were. So I don't know if that's a $5 joke or a $50 joke.
Right.
So, I did find it. $70.
Oh, that's a pretty expensive joke.
I don't have that big of a joke budget going on for me. So
I do. My kids do wear Crocs, you know, as just like a slip-on. Like instead of a flip-flop around the house or whatever, they'll throw a Croc on. The boys have camouflage ones
they can never find them.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah, very, very good one. So,
I recently acquired a Kenyan-made shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Men's dress shirt.
Yeah.
And, you know, our pastor wears them.
Right.
And I've admired them so much. Well, I've recently acquired one, and it's really a wonderfully made shirt.
Yeah.
And the sleeves are long enough for me, and the tails are long, and it's just like, so I did a little bit of research on the Kenyan textile industry, and it's really kind of, I guess I'll say fascinating or terribly interesting. In 1980, they had a huge textile industry.
Yeah.
And they raised cotton there, and they make cotton clothing, had a huge, and I can't quote from memory how many people worked in it, but a huge number of people. Well, then you had people like in the United States that had excess clothing, cotton clothing, they shipped it to countries in need of clothing.
Right.
And by the tons. Mm-hmm. They would bale it mm-hmm. and send it by the tons.
Yeah.
And it ruined their textile industry.
Really?
Yes.
Because
well,
nobody needed to buy from them anymore?
Buy from them anymore. And we have all these weird things. Like, for instance, when the Super Bowl's going on, they printed tens of thousands of T-shirts that said the Chiefs were going to win, or I can't remember who the Chiefs played.
Right, and then it ended up the game went the other way, but they had already pre-printed all of these winning T-shirts.
And so those
and
are
you
all
get rid of them.
They are all baled up and sent overseas.
Yeah, well, I've heard that story before.
Here's the paradigm: there are many people in Kenya, and I don't recall what the population of Kenya is. Make up your own numbers, but they're poor. They need, I mean, they're glad to get, it's a brand new shirt.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, and perfectly good. And it's, they're probably cool with wearing a world champions with the wrong name on it.
Because it doesn't matter to them.
It doesn't matter to them.
Right.
They're not a fan. And so you've got this paradox that then these folks are very happy with being sent this clothing. And then you've got an entire industry over here that is struggling because the only people that they can send this very nice cotton clothing to are people outside their country. Because their country is inundated with not just cheap clothing, free clothing.
Right. Right.
So anyway, it's an interesting paradox.
Is your shirt 100% cotton?
It is not. It is not. And I thought that was interesting too because I went to YouTube and they're working heavily as a country to develop their textile industry back by modernizing it. And truly, the factory that I saw on YouTube looked, well, as modern as, and you didn't have people sitting at looms weaving material.
Right.
And
well, that's probably a good thing for you, just knowing the sleeves are long enough and all, because it could shrink. If it was 100% cotton, it might shrink, and then maybe they wouldn't be.
Right. Well, and that's what I have just quit ordering anything from somebody that, or some company that I didn't know.
Right.
Because, well, literally, well, even in this, I'm a 3X on this Kenyan shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and
sizing's different.
And in the United States, I would be, a large tall usually fits me well, but otherwise an extra large. And so anyway, it was pretty cool. But they have this huge paradox that we might be thinking as the United States that we're doing well by sending all this clothing to a developing country. In the meantime, we're ruining their industry. Mm-hmm. We have the same thing with ag products.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, we'll send food aid to a country. Well, then the local farmers don't have a market for their stuff they're raising.
Right.
And so it's not as simple as just being magnanimous and gifting stuff.
Not something you think about.
Unintended always. Consequences.
I found this statistic the other day. It was the number for the day, actually. 106,000 says it's the salary that a prospective homeowner must earn to afford a typical home in the United States now. That's an 80% increase from the $59,000 salary needed to afford a home comfortably in 2020. Just 4 years ago, the national median household income is around $74,000, but that's the housing market has gone up so much. 106,000.
And by the way, that's family income.
Right.
That's, two of you together, 53,000. It's not that much around here, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it's just that's just a national average.
Right.
So sure
and so you've lower. Got, but let's face it, that 80% of the population lives within, 100 miles of the two coasts or the three coasts for sure. And that's where the housing costs are the most expensive. So point is, it might be reasonable to live and earn a living out here, but there just aren't that many people that live out here.